Ever think about how, our experiences kind of shape what we believe? Today, we're diving deep into this blogger's journey. It's about faith, healing, reflecting. Really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
We're checking out their blog post. It's called Navigating Catholicism, Embracing Spiritual Wisdom and Healing Traditions. It's their path to becoming Catholic, but honestly, way more than that. It's like how we each make our own spiritual, I don't know, tapestry.
You nailed it with that.
Right.
Seeing someone blend all these different things to find what's meaningful, it's fascinating.
Right. And they start with this connection to the Orthodox Church in America. What struck me was they end up Catholic, but still they're really into Orthodox stuff. Like they respect the rituals, the sacraments. Makes you wonder, is Catholicism becoming more, I don't know, accepting?
Interesting point. So, yeah, Catholicism, Orthodoxy, big differences in their beliefs,
Right.
right? Catholics acknowledging those Orthodox traditions. It's like saying, hey, we see the holiness in your thing, even if we're over here doing our own thing.
It's a nuanced take, especially given the history between those two branches. Centuries of, well, you know.
For sure. And what's interesting is, despite that openness, the blogger still chose Catholicism. So what tipped the scales?
That's where it gets good. They're super honest about struggling with how strict Orthodox fasting is, even affected their health. It reminds you, these big spiritual choices, it's not always just the ideas, you know? Sometimes it's what actually works for me as a human.
Exactly. It brings their journey down to earth, reminds us spirituality isn't some separate thing. It's tangled up with our health, our needs, even what we can't do. Like you said, blending those personal experiences right into their faith.
Totally. Not just big concepts, but does this faith fit my life, my needs? Which, speaking of, let's get into how they mix in stuff from all these different spiritual practices. They're quite the explorer. It's like they went on this spiritual world tour, right? Brought back souvenirs, Eastern contemplative stuff, natural medicine, healing traditions. They don't ditch it all for Catholicism. It's more like blending it in. I think that's more common now.
Definitely a trend.
Yeah.
People aren't just sticking to what they grew up with. It's
Yeah.
about what vibes with my experience, creating their own, like you said,
Like
blend.
a spice rack. Right. You got your classics, but then those exotic ones too, and bam, something special.
Love that. So creative. That's what drives this kind of searching.
Speaking of unique, they mention non-dual consciousness. Honestly, not my everyday term, but they see it linking all these practices together.
Good catch. Non-dual consciousness, to put it simply, means we think we're separate from everything, but that's an illusion. We're actually like fundamentally connected.
So seeing the world as interwoven, not all these separate pieces.
Exactly. And for someone into blending, traditions makes sense, right? It's like, look past the surface, there's this deeper thing tying it all together, finding the soul's universal language.
Instead of we're different, it's, hey, we're connected deeper down.
Right. And not just faiths either. They mentioned Buddha, Socrates, Mary Baker Eddy, even Bruno Gröning. He was a healer from Germany. Talk about range.
Their own spiritual all-star team makes you think, who'd be on yours? Such a good question. No one right answer in spirituality is there, right? Teachers, practices, ideas, all depends on your journey.
Building a playlist for your soul. And speaking of personalizing it, they separate spirituality from religion. Got me thinking hard.
Yeah, that trips people up. So they're saying spirituality is like your own experience of something bigger than you. Religion is the structure, the rules, the rituals of a specific faith.
So, can you have one without the other? Or are they always a package deal?
Centuries-old debate that bloggers seems to say you can have one without the other. But the best case is they work together. Spirituality is the source, religion's like the cup that holds it, shapes it.
I dig that. Like a garden,
Yeah.
right? Spirituality is the good soil, the rain, the religion's the tools, the layout helps it all bloom. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And to grow that spiritual life, they talk about holy foolery, which I gotta admit made me chuckle at first. Bit of a contradiction, no.
Right, like holy and then foolery don't really go together. But I'm picturing someone who's like shaking things up, maybe a bit too gung-ho, but deep down, good intentions. Am I
Yeah,
close?
you got the spirit. So to them, it's about being willing to question everything, even the stuff we think is like super sacred, not taking ourselves too seriously, having a sense of humor about it all.
So less about actually being foolish, more about like being open to the mystery, laughing at ourselves sometimes.
Exactly. We can only grasp so much about the divine, right? Sometimes you need that playfulness to break out of the box.
Makes sense. And speaking of embracing the unknown, they're all about finding light and energy, even in traditions that aren't their own. Eastern practices, Sufi stuff, like, show me what you got.
Total curiosity there. this belief that truth can be anywhere, you know, building their own little map of spiritual wisdom, pulling from everywhere.
Love that image. And they end up in some interesting spots. Working with chiasmatic healers, those Native American ceremonies, makes you think about faith and healing, how they overlap. Think that's becoming more mainstream, even in traditional religions?
Good question. Some folks are still iffy, sure. But more and more, people are open to different ways of healing. Physical, emotional, spiritual. Gotta address it all.
Like there's not just one path up the mountain, right? Sometimes you gotta try different trails to find what works for you.
Exactly. And that brings us to, I think, one of the most interesting bits. Their experience with COVID.
Oh yeah, they had a mild case, even though they weren't vaccinated yet. And they just leave that question hanging, you know, about why that might be. Very real, very relatable.
Totally. Right. And instead of forcing an answer, they're just like, maybe it's my genes, maybe my spiritual stuff, maybe the homeopathy. Just acknowledging life is complex. We don't have all the answers.
Refreshing to hear someone own that instead of making stuff up.
Right. Sometimes, I don't know is the most honest thing you can say. And from there, real exploration can start.
It's like they're saying, go ask your own questions, see what you find, be cool with the mystery of it.
Exactly. This whole deep dive, it's shown us you can honor the old ways and still be open to new stuff. Find healing in surprising places. Create your own unique spiritual mix.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We all have our own paths, and yeah, there might be some overlap, but the beauty's in how we each put it together, right? Like you said, our own custom blend.
Well said.
Yeah.
And with that, dear listeners, we leave you with this. What's your spiritual mix made of? What new ingredients are you curious about? Keep that journey going.